Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Forgiveness is a powerful tool that can bring healing and restoration to our lives. It is the act of letting go of hurt, anger, and resentment towards those who have wronged us. Forgiveness is a key aspect of our walk with God, as God commands that we should forgive all those that wrong us. As we study the Word of God today, we are looking at the topic, the power of forgiveness. Our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 6 verse 14 to 15.
Matthew chapter 6 verse 14 to 15. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Verse 15. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
Are you struggling from the burden of grudges and unforgiveness? Forgiveness is one of the most powerful healing tools we have at our disposal. When we forgive, we release ourselves from the pain and hurt caused by others, and open ourselves up to the healing power of God. Our Bible text today talks about forgiveness. It says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." Matthew chapter 6 verses 14 to 15. Forgiveness is not just about letting go of the past. It's also about healing the present and creating a better future. Doing this avails you the opportunity of building a new and healthy relationships. You let go of the negative emotions that have been holding us back, and you make room for peace, love, and happiness. Can you let go of your negative emotion today? Forgive that person you have grudges for, and experience true freedom and peace. Forgiveness is an act of self-care or healing. Holding on to resentment and anger can take a toll on our physical and emotional well-being, but when we forgive, we free ourselves from the burden of bitterness, and we create space for healing and growth. Do you seek healing for your soul today? You can experience emotional healing when you forgive. Forgiveness does many things for us. It can go as far as opening us up for God's favor. The story of Job in the Bible is an example of this. Job was a man who had lost everything, yet he still maintained his faith in God. Despite his suffering, Job chose to forgive his friends for their accusations and false judgment. The Bible says Job prayed for his friends. This showed that Job forgave them and prayed for them. By choosing to forgive, Job opened himself up to the healing and restoration that only God can provide. Job chapter 42 verse 10 says, "When Job prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes. In fact, the Lord gave him twice as much as before." This verse illustrates the powerful impact that forgiveness can have on our relationship with God. As a result of his forgiveness, God restored Job's fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. This verse shows us that when we choose to forgive, we open ourselves up to the blessings and favor of God. Take a step of forgiveness today and receive an open heavens of blessings. For us today as believers, Job chapter 42 verse 10 is a powerful reminder that forgiveness can turn the favor of God towards our lives. It's an illustration for us that forgiveness is a powerful tool for healing, and it can bring blessings and favor into our lives. Let's forgive. As we go today, ask for forgiveness when you have wronged others, and forgive those that have wronged you. When we seek forgiveness and reconciliation, we put the healing power of God's love and grace into work in our lives. Today, take a moment to reflect on this message. I encourage you to look back on someone who has offended you in the past, but you have not yet forgiven. It could be a family member, a friend, or even a stranger. It could be a small offense or something more significant. Take the step of Job, by choosing to forgive, and pray for that person. Pray that God would bless them, and that he would find peace and happiness in his life. Pray that you will be able to let go of the hurt and anger that was caused you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come to you today with open hearts and minds, seeking your forgiveness. We confess that we have sinned and we have wronged others. We have hurt and offended those around us and have not always acted in love. We ask for your forgiveness and for the strength to forgive those who have wronged us. Help us to let go of the bitterness and anger that has been holding us back, and give us the wisdom to seek reconciliation and forgiveness with those we have offended. We trust in your power to heal and restore, and we ask that you would work in our hearts and in the hearts of those around us. We know that forgiveness is not only for the person who offended us, but also for us, and we ask that you would give us the grace to forgive, and the strength to move forward. Bless us today and grant us favor in all we do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Genesis chapter 49 and chapter 50, and for the evening, Matthew chapter 16 verse 1 to 12. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a beautiful day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.